ज्ञानं जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावने वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशय गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदायै कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो yesterday I explained about the goal of life. Krishna is not goal of half life. He is only sambandh, relation. We should have a relation with Krishna. To serve Krishna is avidheya. What is this? It's avidheya?
Process.
But actually our goal is Krishna prem. Krishna prem. Prem, mai seva, service to Krishna. Krishna is Supreme Lord. Very beautiful. Very beautiful. More than thousands of moons on moons. There is no word in universe to speak or to give any
description.
Yes. He is so much qualified. Merciful. Unlimited. For all qualities are. Even so many qualities who are some opposites, all are in Krishna. You know that Krishna is Lord of Lords, Ramchandra, Narayan and all other are lords. They have 60 qualities in full. These qualities are full in Bhagavat Tattva. But more four qualities, Rupa Madhuri. Rupa Madhuri means
Beautiful shape form.
Rupa Madhuri, Leela Madhuri, sweet pastimes. Any of the manifestation of Krishna, even Ramchandra, Narayan, Nishinga, they cannot play role. With so many gopis. They can. Even Dwarkadhish Krishna, he cannot do. He cannot do. Like Krishna. So, Rupa Madhuri, Leela Madhuri, Venu Madhuri. All can fight with
go
and there. And Krishna, he will take anyone's heart by throat. Very sweet. And Parikar, Madhuri. His all associates are so sweet. So, Krishna is supreme. So his prem toward the prem of anyone towards Krishna is Priyojan. We see Arjuna. He has so much of love and affection that Krishna accepted his service to serve Arjuna. All are serving Krishna, Ram, Nishinga. But Krishna is so sweet that he wants to serve his devotees. And he has promised Ananyas Chintayanto Mang Ye Jana Parjupasati Teshamaham Nitya Abhijuktanam Yoga Chemam Baham. What is the meaning? Pundarik is here, or he will sit in the Lord. Why? You should explain.
In this verse in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna is stating that those who are exclusively devoted to Ananyas Chintayanto, that for them, whatever they are lacking, I provide. And whatever they already have, then I maintain that.
Not good explanation. Something like that. Ananyas Chintayanto. They are only engaged. They have engaged their whole senses. More like Uttama Bhakti. And they don't think about his maintenance, their maintenance. Nothing. They are none other than Krishna. Only serving Krishna, Vishnu. And not anything to maintain his body. They have no time at all to think all these things. No desire at all, except to serve Krishna. And if they have no time to maintain themselves, then I go there to them and see what they need, how to maintain them. I anyhow discover. And then, I maintain themselves, taking the things, objects, on my head, carry, on my shoulders, and I personally I do, not by anyone other. So here Arjuna has no time to look after him, look after his wife and children. You know, Krishna, what did? He is training the archery to Abhimanyu Dishan of Arjuna. What is he doing? He is charioteer. He is charioteer. And Arjuna gives order. And he follows the order. Arjuna told, I am you should take my chariot in the midst of the both army. And he did. What Arjuna is telling, even horses are now tired. And then what did? He gave water to, and he was massaging horses, not Arjuna. What to tell Arjuna? He was massaging his horses and made fresh. So even if there was dog, Krishna can serve that dog of Arjuna, if related. You know, he could not repay Arjuna. Hanuman was serving. And Ram was pleased, but not so much pleased. He was not controlled. And by Hanuman, by Arjuna, He was so much pleased. He became charioteer. He washed his horses, made them fresh. Also, he went to Shankar Mahadev, told that he will have to help Arjun because he will have to fight a big war. And he should own the race. So you should give all archery, all qualities, all astra shastra,
all weapons,
weapons to Arjun. And he did. And he did order to
Hanuman.
Oh, you should always be with me on the chariots.
Flag.
The top of his chariot. And he was there. And he told not only to be, sometimes in dangerous times you should help Arjuna and save. So he said so many times in Mahabharata. Also, he discovered a chariot and horses for and gave to Arjuna. By whom? Through fire. You know? Agnidev. And he told that, your barn Tarkas, in which?
Holder of arrows.
River.
Will not be empty any time. Never. You will take and it will fall. For Karna and Dushasana and others, Bhishma Pitama, so many cords. And you know that with the arrow of Bhishma Pitama, Arjun's chariot was finished.
Chariot and horses both.
But Krishna made them alive. And when war was finished, no need of chariot, Krishna told that, now you should get down. And then I will. Then Arjun told him, why? Or you will be finished. Very quickly you should get down. He said, why you are telling so? I am telling so. No, follow my order now. And he came down from the chariot. And after that, Krishna came down. And what began?
In a second,
it was finished in the fire. Automatically. Why it became? It was finished. But in the first arrow of
Bhishma
Pitama. But I kept it. I kept your horses and everything. I kept Hanuman only. He always saved you. So, what he did for Arjun? He gave his one sister married to Krishna, Arjun. You know? Taking mill in one
same place.
Sleeping on same
bed.
How? But Krishna is not controlled. He showed his universal
form.
And he began to, Prabhu, I have done mistake. Our offenses. I will never tell you, Prabhu, Shakha. I have told all this very bad thing. So I made so many offenses. And remembering this, he folded down. Always praying. But, you know, before that, when Krishna came to Mathura, and he told to Uddhav, gaccha, brajam samyam, pitrino, pritimava. Uddhav, you should go to Braja. My father and mother are weeping bitterly. They have become blind. Only skeleton Oh, their life is for one day, 2 days. They can die at once, at any time, any moment. Please go and pacify them. And then he told, oh, Gopinang mad bayogi biyoga avadhi matsam daishai bhimochaya. Oh, also go to Gopis. My father and mother are like so that I told you. They are weeping bitterly, they are blind. They may die yet. But I don't know Gopis. That house separation, oh, top separation, they are feeling. I don't know whether they are survived or they are died. Go at once, quickly. They are feeling separation topmost for me. So, you should go. Tam man manashka. Always, what doing?
Remembering me.
For what? For their own purpose? No. Oh, they know that in Mathura there is none to know the heart of Krishna. Krishna is very
very shy.
He cannot ask
for meal to anyone.
Oh, bread and butter for anyone. Who will give? Oh, there is no. Jashoda Maiya, not even Rohini. So to whom? And who will pacify Krishna? Who will serve Krishna? So they are feeling separation so much. Mat prana, they are my life and soul. He has not told for his father, mother. Not he has told. Mother te taita daihaka. They have left everything. For body, what we want. Oh, they have left everything. Everything. Daihaka means. तुम नीचे यहां पर आकर के बैठता क्यों नहीं, यहां पर जगह है तो उधर में बैठता है चोर जैसा. दैहिका, व्हाट मीनिंग दैहिका? यस, दे डोंट केयर फॉर देयर बॉडी, दे हैव फॉरगेटन ऑल थिंग्स. दैहिका माम एव दैहिका. आई एम वल्ली, ओ देयर बिलव्ड. Only one. They are my most beloved. Prestham Atmanam. Oh, even my soul. Life they are. Jetekta loka dharmanscha madathetan vibharmyam. They have left their shyness. They have left their Lok dharma. Lok dharma means?
Worldly duties. Responsibilities.
And not only these. What they will tell.
Social etiquette.
They have left all these things. Why? For me they have. They disobey their parents. Why? For me. They have left their maintenance. Why? For me. So I must anyhow save them, maintain them. Dharyanti ati Krishnera. They are now far away. And anyhow, that Krishna will come tomorrow. If he will die, then Krishna may die. So they are not dying. Anyhow, they are maintaining their lives. Only their life is लाइफ उनका बचा हुआ है केवल जब मैं कल आऊंगा इस पर. Because Krishna has promised, he cannot break his promise. He must come. So tomorrow he will come. Tomorrow he will come. And that is why they have kept their life. Anyhow, I think that they have not kept their life myself. Because their life in me. So I am maintaining. Otherwise they would have been finished. Go at once and see whether they are died or not. If not died, then pacify them. And Uddhava, he has not told anything like this to anyone. To Pandava, to Arjun, never. To the queen of Satyabhama, Rukmini, nothing. Why? Because they have boundless, causeless love and affection for Krishna. And that is the object. That is most high. The love of Krishna, which was in gopis. Especially, you can know that all the gopis, like Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Champaklata, and all, Rukmini. No. They were serving at that time, pacifying Radhika. Who can pacify? Who can? To whom pacify? Sri Radhika was totally mad, no sense at all. So others were pacifying because they were incensed. No, Lalita, Vishakha, all were incensed. Their love is so high. More than millions of Uddhava prem. So high. More than millions times more than Satyabhama Rukmini. More than even the Sakhis of Vrindavan. But in comparison of Radhika, not so high. So Radhika was totally mad. And Uddhava saw. How he saw in Brahmargi, a bamboo bee. Or also this bamboo bee was Krishna. He went to Braj in the shape in form of bamboo bees. And he saw Radhika totally mad and he was sleeping in a bed of rose flowers,
petal.
And it was dry. So much chandan was given, cool, but even it was fried. She was dead or in life, or he could not imagine what she was. And very angry, more to Krishna, criticizing Krishna, abusing him. So, cheater, ungrateful. Even Satyabhama and all other cannot tell Krishna like this. Or Mother Yashoda Nanda Baba even cannot tell like this. That gopis are telling, ungrateful. You are like bamboo bees of 6 feet, more than animal. Animal. Human form had 2 legs and animals 4 and butty or like this bamboo bees 6 legs. So they are more than any animal. Comparing him. Oh, so many things. We don't want to have any relation with that black person with black heart. Like bamboo bee. We know there was a Ram, also black. And who was he? What doing? He cheated Surpanakha and so there are so many things. So Srimad Bhagavat is the explanation of the love of Radhika, glorifying Radhika's love. So the love in Radhika is topmost. Oh, this is the goal of whole what? Living beings. They cannot receive like this. Never. But a drop that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to Rupa Goswami, endless ocean of nectar, of rasa, bhakti rasa. He gave one drop. And even one drop can sink whole universe. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this. If we can serve these gopis, especially to Radhika, then we can have a love affection for Krishna, and then we can feel separation so much. Otherwise, never and never. So this is goal of our life. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Rupa Goswami has, and Srimad Bhagavat Sukadeva Goswami has, in final touching, they are telling this conclusion. That our goal is what? Krishna prem. But like whom? Oh, by like them. So, Krishna told to Uddhava, and now he knew that gopis have so much love and affection for Krishna. But he has no experience still, now. No? He heard that gopis are most beloved of Krishna. Krishna is most beloved of gopis. He knew this fact. But how their love is, how tall, and in what way, and what is that love? He had love for Krishna. Like, oh, he is my Prabhu. He is like my brother. He is like, oh, so many things. But not, Krishna is not telling anything for Uddhava like so. But he is telling to Uddhava, go. Why? Oh, you should go and realize what is prem to me. In Mathura, there is none like these books. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of his mercy, sprinkle a drop, anarpit charin, and this is our goal of life. Uddhava went to Braja. Why I am telling all these things? Made it clear what is the goal. First make a goal, and then process. If there is no goal, what is process? Everywhere it has been told. Nigama kalpa taror galitam phalam sukamukhadayam mrita darva sanjutam ivata bhagavata rasamalayam maho rasika bhudha. Oh, this is object of Srimad Bhagavata. Three slokas from beginning are explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Especially 10th canto is explained only Nigama Kalpa Tarur Galita. How Srimad Bhagavatam? Krishna is the ocean of rush. So our object is all these love and affection for Krishna. Like gopis. Like to serve Radhika. Like this. Now Uddhava went to Braja. He has so much love and affection for Krishna. But a new thing, totally new thing for him. And when he kept his left leg in Braja, and he realized what he saw. He saw Krishna is playing everywhere. All the sakhas are playing with Krishna. Oh, millions of cows hankering after Krishna. And so much of big odds. And milk is automatically. And cups so beautiful, charming, white, blacks. And they are jumping here and there. Bowls, oh, big, big bowls of Nanda Baba. What doing? Fighting each other. And gopis are what?
Chanting.
In the morning, he saw that scene of morning. Oh, very beautiful lamps in gopis' rooms of ghee. Not like this. Dead thing. And he, very, what? Snigdha.
Smooth. Soft and smooth.
And so much fragrance coming everywhere from flowers. Bumblebee is what doing?
Humming.
What? They were blowing the shankha of kaam.
Sail of Cupid.
Their birds were singing, cuckoo birds and peacocks. Oh, what doing? Kika and dancing everywhere. Shakhar were like this, and all the gopis churning and doing Govinda Damo. Beautiful gopis, mothers. Yashoda was so much beautiful, so much extreme. And that is why Krishna became so beautiful. If mother was not beautiful, how he can come? Then he would have been only of black. Only black, no beauty such, coming like pearls. So Krishna was so. So Yashoda mother, all like this. He saw. And in a moment, the scene was dropped. And then what he saw? All are weeping for Krishna. Oh, Krishna, very well. He saw cows are not going to graze. All weeping, keeping their head towards, eye towards Mathura. Calves weeping. They are not taking meal from the order of their mothers. All are weeping. Peacocks don't dance. All are like blind. All like mad for Krishna. This thing he saw. And now it became evening. Anyhow, he entered and bathed with Nanda. He saw the love and affection of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba. And he was what? Struck drum?
Dumb stuck.
Oh, he could not imagine how high class of love and affection can be. Now he realized something. Oh, how high class of love and affection. But When he in the morning, and he went to Kadamba Kiyari, where all the gopis mad and about to die there. Anyhow, by the mercy of Krishna, he saw the gopis there. And he reached there. And he saw and realized something. And for this thing, Krishna has sent Uddhava to go to Vrindavan, try to be admitted in the school of gopis, where I was admitted. And then you should return back, and then we can speak something about love and affection. So go and be first qualified. But he was not qualified to be admitted in the school of
gopis
because his numbers were about 25%. And there they needed what? More than 85% numbers. So they rejected. But he went there in the school and saw, oh, very high class of students are there, and professor and principals were there, like Vishakha, like Lalita Vishakha, and principal herself, Radhika. And then he saw, and then he prayed, Bande Nanda Brij Istrinam Padarenum Abhikshnasam Jasam Hari Kathod Gita Punati Manatya. And now he knew the glories of gopis, how they love Krishna. He had never seen like this. And now he felt that if I want to love Krishna, then I must be admitted in this school. But I am not qualified. He requested gopis that if you are not admitting in your school, can you please take me like a servant to give water, like a servant to clean the school, college? Oh, they rejected also. He was not here. No. You should go and return back, then be qualified, and then you can broom here. Even you cannot broom. You cannot broom our kunj here. Can he do?
Not qualified.
Not qualified. So, he was praying now. Bande Nanda Braja Istrinam. Who are Nanda Braja Istrinam? All the gopis, beloved of all the of Krishna. I want to pray, offer myself. I want to pray. I want to keep one even particle of your dust, foot dust. If one particle, can you tell that particle of what, which a special gopi, then it must be of Srimati Radhika. Brahma cannot attend this. Shankar cannot. Even Satyabhama and all others cannot. So Krishna has sent him to see the glory of the gopis. Then he is telling, seeing glory. He saw the Himalaya, the peak, highest peak,
Everest. Everest.
And he saw like this.
His cap fell down.
He cannot become, could not become like that. He had to return back to Krishna, empty hand. Only that sandesh was that. What sandesh means?
Message
that, oh, I went there. What I saw, very strange, very wonderful. I cannot explain all this. You told, it is told true, more than you told. But I could not realize anything. So I had to return back. Bande Nanda Braja Istrinam Padrenum Apikshnasa Jasang Harikathod Gita. What they have told, that Brahmar Gita. In Gopi Gita, Jayatite Dhikam. In this, Tavakatham Britam Taptaji. In this. And it will purify whole universe. Whole universe. If anyone recite, even they will remember these things, what will be? Really, all things will be purified. So you should try to recite all these things. You should try to know all these things. Meaning are very deep, very deep. Swamiji, your Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami, wanted to give this very wonderful things, this object. But yesterday I told, he could not. Where he should plant this? In
barren land?
Barren land or no?
Desert.
Oh, he should make that land fertile, cultivate, and then he would. So he wanted. But in the meantime, oh Prabhu, Radhika called him. Oh, come at once, we need your service. So this is our goal. Asha Maho, Charana Renu Juham. Rasa maho charana reni jusam aham syam brindavane kimap gulma lasodhish yadustajan hajpajan arjipathan chahitva bheje mukunda padavim shukji. If not of Radhika, lotus feet dust particle, even anyone in Vrindavan, Braj gopis, and I will be satisfied by that. I don't want the dust of Krishna, lotus feet. If I want to please Krishna, then I will have to take a part of your roots. So I want your mercy, causeless mercy. This is the object. And then we will come down the process told by Srila Rupa Goswami and Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Narottam Thakur. Same thing in new bottles. But wine is same. If you take that wine, you must be mad. Must be. What is the... No harm. The color of bottles are
different.
No. But wine is same. So we will explain the process from beginning. Adau Saddha, then Adau Sadhu Sangha, then Saddha, Anattham Nibhiti Ruchi, then Asakti, then Rati Bhav, and after that no sadhana, no sadhana at all. Only the mercy of Gopi is there. Go, Brahman.
Thus ends the class on the 20th of December 2001 in San Diego in the evening. Hare Krishna.